And somehow, maybe I am back. I have no clue. And I certainly apologize. We were almost shot through the show here and have not had anything on. Can anyone hear me? Please acknowledge if you do. But no, this is gruesome. I had locked up computers, no internet. Fleeger's down in Atlanta, and I tell you what, we're in bad shape. And well, anyway, I apologize. We are on the line, not back on the line. I've never been on, and the way I got on is I called in through my cell phone. I have no computer, so I'm basically taking calls and chat, and that's about it as far as it goes. We are in a playoff mode here. Week one of the fantasy playoffs for most leagues, and I tell you what, it's do or die. We have some questions. Hopefully Scott will call in. We've been kind of chatting back and forth a little bit on the text with him. Fleeger in Atlanta, he couldn't get on his Wi-Fi. He got mad, hung up. I have no idea. He's probably back in bed, which I don't blame him. So anyway, we got this going on. So shoot some questions here. But, I'll tell you one thing that is a big issue, I think, is Lottie Nahta gone for Baltimore. And not that their defense hasn't been a little suspect, but they're a team a lot like the Steelers, right on the brink and on the edge, and almost good enough, but not quite good enough, and that sort of thing. It is a big blow to them. So time will tell what happens on their end of the stick. But I got a feeling that Pittsburgh and Baltimore may finish 3-4 in that division, the way things are going. But some of the other news that's going on, it's just normal stuff. And we all know, I'm a little discombobulated here, but we know Dallas already beat Chicago. Brandon Marshall, this season may be done. It's been a little bit of a down season for him, but that rib could have been poking into the spleen. I really haven't heard anything final on him, but he's in bad shape with that rib, so you may want to, if you survive this week, keep an eye on him. Roddy White, a big story. Monday night game, and he's questionable. Says he's going to play. Mike Smith says, oh, he's optimistic. I remember last week they were very optimistic about him playing, and guess what? A lot of people were stuck with goose eggs. And, on a Monday night, if you don't have somebody to fill his shoes, pick up, go out. If you can get somebody off the waiver wire, I don't know who from Atlanta, maybe a Harry Douglas, if you could stash him, if he's not on somebody's lineup, you're almost going to have to do that. Or you just gamble that you don't put White in there at all and go with who you have on in your lineup. So, that's something to look at there. Schedule coming up. We have some big games. And Indianapolis at Cleveland is going to be a huge game as far as the AFC goes. Indianapolis, they're ahead pretty good in their division, but Houston plays at Jacksonville, could get a division win there. Although Jacksonville started to play a little bit better, Cleveland needs to win big time for that AFC North race. With Cincinnati squaring off against Pittsburgh, another must-win there for Pittsburgh. Cincinnati starting to come together defensively. Pittsburgh defense is an abomination. It is just horrifying. They cannot cover the pass. Kiesel's gone, which is really going to hurt the run defense, and they can't pressure the quarterback. You can't win with that kind of a defense. Ben, wrist broken? I don't know. He says it's fine the way he was throwing last week, missing receivers by a mile. I don't know if it's okay or not. I mean, he says it's fine. But in my mind, last week, after him missing so many open receivers, I'd have yanked him. I know it's hard to say, hard to do.
But Gretkowski could probably have sufficed for a few reps out there while they took a look at it. And if that wrist happened to have been broken, he's still out there throwing these crummy passes. He still could have been doing permanent damage to that wrist. I just thought that was a bad move on their part. And let's move on. I'll tell you another huge game, Kansas City at Arizona. Both teams lost two games in a row. Their seasons, very promising 2 weeks ago, are not quite as bright as they were. And, you know, I tell you what, it's going to be a good game. And I'll get into some of my predictions here in a few moments. But I think that's going to be a close game. You know, Drew Stanton, certainly not Carson Palmer. Their offense is looking quite anemic since he's taken over the reins permanently. Alex Smith is Alex Smith. You know you're going to get with him. Kansas City's offense is a little bit limited, but they got a good defense. Arizona has a good defense. That should be a very good game. Seattle at Philadelphia, another huge game. They're at Philadelphia. Does that matter? The cross-country trip I'm referring to. You see where some teams don't seem to travel too well. We said that last week about San Diego, and I thought it was going to ring true. Then all of a sudden, Phil Rivers and company got it going, made a big comeback, and beat Baltimore. Don't know if that's a big deal. Because Baltimore's defense is really starting to fall apart. They're a lot like Pittsburgh. I mean, it doesn't surprise me if anybody beats Baltimore, and it doesn't surprise me if they beat somebody. You know, you look at Pittsburgh, they just rolled Indianapolis, and yet they've lost to the Jets, and they've lost to Tampa Bay, and barely beat Tennessee. So we'll just go away from that. We know what we feel about the AFC North. And, Scott, yeah, if you want to call in, go for it, buddy. I'm trying to monitor what we can do here, and I'll bring you on. But let's go on to some other games here. San Francisco at Oakland, not a big deal. Perfect tonic for San Francisco, I think. New England at San Diego, there's a big game. You know, New England going out west to play San Diego, Phil Rivers and company, looking a little bit better after that comeback from Baltimore. They're 8-4. New England coming off a hard loss at Green Bay. You know, that's going to be a very interesting game. And then battle of division leaders. Yeah. Green Bay and Atlanta. What a contrast in division leaders. Somebody from that AFC or NFC South is going to have a home game in the playoffs. I think that's ridiculous. You get a team that's 7-9, and they're a division champion. Sure, you know, they're a division champion. They're in the playoffs. That's fine. But if they would be playing just pull something out, an 11-5 Seattle team, or perhaps a, you know, whatever, 11-5 Dallas or Philadelphia team, there's no way in the world that those 11-5 teams should be a visitor. And I just think that's horrifying. But anyway, I'm not going to change that at all. So I'll tell you what, here we go. Chat room, half point PPR, John Brown, that Michael Floyd, and or Marcus Wheaton. Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, John Brown has really started to – and we talked about that when Stanton was in there, that they practiced a lot together, had a pretty good chemistry together. Very interesting. They're going against a tough defense. And, of course, it's Brown and Floyd going against a tough defense. Wheaton in his own right going against a tough Cincinnati defense. Don't like the prospects, really, of much of them. I think I'd have to go Michael Floyd. It's tough for me on that one. And I know you're in the same conundrum. There's no question about that. I think I just go with Floyd on that one and hope that Arizona can get something going through the air. And because Wheaton, his role has certainly been downplayed. Even the Martavis Bryant has emerged. And, you know, I really thought he was going to forward and really start bringing it on, but he's starting to slow down a little bit too. Pittsburgh's offense, I don't know, it's just weird. You can count on Le'Veon Bell. You can count on Antonio Brown. But everybody else is more up in the air. Look at Heath Miller. He'll put up a huge day, and then all of a sudden, you know, he'll have two catches because he's called on to block. So, but anyway, getting back to your question, John Brown, you know, you just look at some of his stats. He had a 25-point fantasy day, but since then he has had 10 yards, 73 with a touchdown, 69, 61, 40. He's actually regressing. He had more yards against Cincinnati or Seattle than he did Atlanta. Against Kansas City, I don't like his prospects, but I actually like Floyd a little bit better going into that. So in that question, I'm going to have to roll with Floyd and hope I'm not wrong, because I tell you what, I don't really look for a huge offensive output anyway along the lines in either one of those teams, quite frankly. And, you know, Scott, I guess you have not called in. If you are, I cannot see it. So, anyway, we have a standard question. Andre Johnson or Jordan Matthews? Tell you what, with Philadelphia going up against that tough Seattle defense, but, you know, Seattle has been scored upon this year, but they're playing very well, but they're at home. Andre Johnson, they're at Jacksonville. I tell you what, Andre Johnson's been disappointing all year. Had flashes here and there. I mean, certainly when Fitzpatrick came back, he had the 6 touchdowns. But Andre had 1. I think I'd go and roll Matthews on this one. And I don't think I'd feel too bad about it, quite frankly. And I think that he's a much safer play. And in the chat room, it seems to be the consensus there that that Matthews is a favorite. Andre Johnson, you know, he's just starting to, I don't know, he's just been disappointing. I can't really go any farther than that. Okay, we have a PPR question. We pick one. We have Frank Gore, Ryan Matthews, and the free agents available are Andre Williams, Jonathan Stewart, Trent Richardson, and Mr. Grice. Okay, should I pick one of these up? Your playoffs start next week, and I don't need to win this week. Yeah, you could pick one of them up. Certainly wouldn't want to drop Gore or Matthews, obviously, but I wouldn't trust Stewart. He's just an injury waiting to happen. To me, I think in order, I think I'd roll with Williams if I'm gambling a little bit because of the injury. Oh, sorry, I'm doing other things here and I can't multitask worth a hoop. But Jennings, I think, has an injury. The severity of it, I'm not real sure, but I think I would could gamble with Andre Williams. Trent Richardson, you probably know what you're going to get with him. But I don't think I'd go roll with him, but he'd probably be second. I'd probably go Williams, Richardson, Grice, then Stewart. I wouldn't even touch Stewart. Standard, Matthews, Gore, Steven Jackson, or Fred Jackson. We need one. Boy, I'll tell you what. Matthews has an interesting matchup with New England. Steven Jackson's intriguing. He's really started to come on a little bit. And a lot of people have given up on him, you know, and, you know, I was one of them. I'll be honest with you. I just didn't think that they were using him a whole lot. And when he was in there, he just wasn't doing a whole lot. But let's look at what he's done just recently. And he hasn't had, I mean, it's not huge, so don't get me wrong. It's not, like, amazing. He had 101 yards last week. I understand that. And, but they're at Green Bay. But before that, he had 34 yards. He did have a touchdown. The week before that, 41. The week before that, 81 in the touch. Not bad, but it's not huge numbers. Ryan Matthews, I certainly think, can
produce a lot of numbers for you. So, well, I tell you what, I think I would have to go in order, probably Ryan Matthews. Then I would probably, I think I might roll with Fred Jackson, and then Gore and Steven Jackson. Either one, I think, any of those, I think is a decent enough compliment for Foster. But I think Ryan Matthews is still the guy. PPR, Blunt, Sankey, Keery Robinson, Latavius Murray, or Starks. I tell you what, the way they're rolling with him, I'm going Blunt all the way. And Josh Gordon or Odell Beckham. Oh, come on. What? Yeah, there we go. Now, who are your other starters? Now, that is a great question. I just saw it pop up in the chat room. Who are you starting over Josh Gordon or Odell Beckham? Okay. What do we got here? Let's see if we have it. Gordon's closed, doesn't put TVs up yet. Green and Cobb. Well, that is pretty good. I tell you what, that's gruesome. That is a horrible situation to be in. A lot of people think, boy, that's great, yeah, if you have an injury, but now that you don't have an injury, that's terrible. How can you bench either one of these guys? I think I'd have to roll. You know what, let me check my schedule here. I just think you have to go with Gordon. They're at home against the Colts. The Colts can be lit up. Who's going to be passing to them is what I want to know. Hoyer, you know, I think it's going to be him starting again. Hopefully they don't yank him for Manziel. And, I mean, the guy on the bench always the most popular guy. But, look, they're right in the playoff hunt. They're over 500. And what are they? They're 7-5, I believe. And right in the middle of a playoff hunt. Why are you yanking your starter? But Josh Gordon, let's see. What do we have with New York at Tennessee? Now, that's interesting. You know what? I tell you what, I'm going to gamble. I think I would go with Odell Beckham. He's definitely Eli's guy. Tennessee defensively stinks. I'm rolling with Odell Beckham. Okay. And that is a great situation to be in, but also a terrible one to put in. And you drafted well, my friend. Scott, okay, I think let's see what we have here if I can get you on. I tell you what, everything is so messed up on here. It's, and I'm trying to get you in here. So bear with me as I tell you what, this is trying to do it through a phone. The screens are not good. And I'll see if I can get you on. For some reason, I cannot seem to get you on here. I just cannot find. I cannot get into the proper. Oh, wait a minute. Here, no, that's not it. And I apologize yet again. It's so strange. What we rely on with computers now is ridiculous. And when they screw up, totally, totally gone. Scott, I apologize. I cannot find the button to click to let you in is the problem. I can see you out there. And but I just the format is not allowing me to let you in. And I certainly apologize. We may have to go through chat here is the only thing I can figure out. Okay, we have Ellington might be shut down for the year. Yeah, that's a bad situation there for Arizona's chances. They are, I mean, what a team that everyone started to like and had a lot of high hopes for. Carson Palmer goes out, now Ellington's busted up. And, you know, McKinnon, also in the chat room, McKinnon's done. I happen to have McKinnon and Asiata on my lineup. But, you know, neither one of them had really been all that spectacular. I can understand
You know, I thought it was going to be a pretty nice hookup, but or handcuff, but they just didn't seem to work out. They're not that potent. Had big days off. He ought to had, you know, three touchdown days a couple of different times, but after that, you know, he's basically silent and mediocre at best. Here's a standard question for a flex. We need Sanu, Landry, Vereen, or Terrence West. I tell you what, against that Pittsburgh secondary, I'm going Mohamed Sanu. I think Dalton could torch them today, and I would go with Sanu. I think he has a chance to find the end zone. He's emerged as a very legitimate target, even with Green back, so I kind of like him. And probably in the order that you have him, I would take it Sanu, Landry, Vereen, West. Landry's very close. Really emerging as a nice target for Tannehill. Standard in a playoff day. Yes, I know it's playoff. Standard, Crowell, Mason, Thomas, I take it as Pierre. Flex spot need to maximize. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Now, it's almost, you almost really want to jump after Trey Mason, who I'm high on after that day he had last week. But going up against that Washington run defense, you know, I'm actually liking Crowell a little bit better. And it's very, very close. And Scott's disagreeing with me here that, well, there you go. Crowell's a 50-50 to play today, which I didn't even see that. I thought that he was good to go. But in that case, I would certainly go Mason, then Crowell, and then Thomas as well. So let's roll with that. You know, let's look at the schedule here real quick. I'm just going to go down quickly. Detroit takes care of Tampa at home easily. Minnesota at home. I think they emerged victorious over the Jets. The Jets are a mess, and Minnesota's looking a little better. St. Louis at Washington. Very interesting game, but I like St. Louis defense, and I think they're cranking up the offense a little bit better with Sean Hill. And I think they take Washington at home. Baltimore at Miami. I'm going with Miami. I think they're a hot team, much more so than Baltimore, and I like them at home. New Orleans at home. They've lost three straight. Nah, not this time. They're going to destroy Carolina. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Pittsburgh defense is just succumbing to old age and injuries, and I like Cincinnati in this one. I think the Giants going to Tennessee is a ho-hum game, but, you know, Tennessee's a bad team. I like Giants somehow finding a way to win even on the road. So I'm going with the Giants. Indianapolis at Cleveland, an interesting game, but I think Andrew Luck and the Colts have too much firepower for Cleveland. So I think they win at Cleveland. Jacksonville coming off a win last week. They're at home against Houston. Big-time division game, and I know Jacksonville will like nothing better but to upset Houston, but I think Houston is a better team, and they're in the playoff hunt, and I think Houston pulls out a pretty close win. Kansas City at Arizona. I think Kansas City gets off the schneid even away. They both lost two straight, but with the way Arizona's offense is getting banged up, you know, look, Fitzgerald's still gimpy. Ellington may be done for the year. Drew Stanton, I like Kansas City. Buffalo at Denver. I think that Buffalo defense has Denver getting off to a slow start, but I think Denver comes back and wins, especially at home. There's too much power there. Seattle at Philadelphia. I think Seattle gets after Sanchez. And, look, I think they smell blood in the water. I think they know Arizona's wounded. And they still have a shot at it. So I like Seattle. San Francisco, like I said, the perfect tonic, you know, after that horrible loss. They're good. They're going to Oakland, and I think they win. New England at San Diego. Interesting game. San Diego coming off a big comeback from behind. Win over Baltimore. New England coming off a loss at Green Bay. I think it's going to be pretty high-powered game. But I like New England in a close one. And I think they actually edge out San Diego in San Diego. And then finally, on Monday night, the division leaders, Atlanta at Green Bay. I think Green Bay destroys them. they're really rolling, and Atlanta is not that good. Okay, let's get back to the chat room here. Should I bench Macklin today? Okay, yes, let's go on. Who are your options? And it's been asked. And Landry and Andre Johnson, I would keep Macklin in there. He's just too big of a talent to bench, I think. So, you know, in my mind, I think you have to roll with Jeremy Macklin. If you're in the hunt, you're in the playoffs, you've been playing Macklin, I don't think you shy away from Seattle. I think they're going to be able to score a few points. Even though I said Seattle wins, I still think Macklin has a decent day. All right, so Scott, we are questions here that I have from the mailbag, and you know, with all this turmoil and and just programming, you know, anomalies and formats and everything else I can come up with, this is the best I can do, buddy. But then the first one's pretty simple: Stafford or Tannehill. And I'll go on while you type in your answer, and I can read it over the air. I don't think you can bench. Boy, I tell you what, Tannehill's playing some really good football. But I think Stafford at home against Tampa Bay, I think you still have to go with him. So I'm definitely going with Matt Stafford. And so what do you think, Scott? Can you hear me? Okay, there we go. I don't know. Okay, Scott Fish likes Tannehill, but Stafford is too safe. So that's kind of a cop-out answer. I like Tannehill if you start him, but Stafford's safe. So, yeah, I'm really about the same way. I mean, I really like Tannehill, but I think Stafford has a better matchup, and he's at home. So, you know, Stafford is the guy. All right. I see it. Stafford, no question. It didn't pop up, sorry. All right, Fleener or Delanie Walker. I got to roll Delanie Walker. He's a guy. He puts up some big numbers. And even like you said in the chat room, Ace, you have Allen coming back. They can spread it around a little bit. I think Fleener still gets his looks and his numbers, but I like Delanie Walker. He's a nice security blanket. Okay, there we go. So let's go back to the mailbag. This guy says, I have to win. Yeah, I feel it. Pick two, Andre Johnson, Julian Edelman, Roddy White, Torrey Smith for PPR. Okay, to me, if you have to pick these guys, Roddy White is out simply because it's a Monday game, and I don't want to gamble it. To me, he'd be right there at one or two, him and Edelman. I think at PPR, I'm going with Julian Edelman, certainly, and then I think I'd have to go, you know, unless you're a gambler and you have faith that Roddy White's going to play, I think I'd have to go with Edelman first, and I think I'd go Andre Johnson second and Torrey Smith right behind. And Torrey Smith has some big numbers, big plays sometimes, but he doesn't usually have too many catches. Certainly would love to get White in there. There's no question about that. But if I'm in the playoffs and I have to gamble, boy, I'm not feeling too good. What happens if Roddy White pulls it like he did last week and does not play? You got a goose egg on Monday night. I think I try to roll with getting a few points. Scott Fish is still rolling with Roddy White. He wants Roddy White, Edelman 2, and Andre 3. So, okay, here we go. He doesn't trust that Edelman is playing. He forgot he was hurt. And I did too. So let's check Edelman's status. He's one of those kind of guys that you take for granted that he's just never hurt because he never seems to be. But, you know, I'm going to see if I can pull something up here real quick before we go final on this guy. And, you know, hopefully it's going to come up here with all this fun equipment mishaps that we're having here. And, yeah, he is questionable. Let's pull him up and The latest that I can find, he's one of the 10 New England players that are in questionable designation with his thigh. Everything says they expect him to suit up for Sunday night. I'll tell you what, with that luxury of at least waiting till tonight, whether or not Edelman plays, you can kind of hedge your bet with Roddy White, too. There may be some more news out with him. But, I certainly have to go. Roddy White is the best guy. I think he's going to play. But, I'm trying to throw this out to you, how you feel. Or you feel you're going to gamble. If you don't want to gamble in the playoffs, then I would not go with him. But I think I'd have to throw him in there. And Edelman, I'll tell you what, I'd like to see him play because I think he's going to get a lot of catches. I think they're going to have to throw the ball a lot with San Diego. So anyway, let's get moving here. We have Phil Rivers or Big Ben. And I tell you what, I'm going with Rivers on this one. I'm not sure I like what I saw last week with Big Ben's wrist. And I tell you what, if there's something wrong with it, I don't want any more of that. And I'm going with Phil Rivers. And, Scott confirms he likes it as well. So we actually agree on something. Okay, let's go. This one here was a tough one, I thought. And I wish the author would have said it, whether or not it was PPR or standard. But I guess we can answer both ways if he's listening. Denard Robinson or Trey Mason? And I'll tell you what, I think of this case here, even in a victory last week, Denard Robinson seems to really have cooled down from those three big weeks that he had. He's really cooled down. And the Rams seem to be getting a little better. And I think I'd roll with Trey Mason in both formats. And I think that's how I'm going to roll with that one. I think I'm just going to go with Trey Mason over Denard Robinson in either format. So we'll wait and see what Scott has to say. He likes Mason. He thinks the Rams D will give them more opportunities. Okay. I think that's it's consensus, even though I don't really care for the matchup against that Washington run defense. I'm with Scott. I just think that their defense is going to give them more opportunities. So, Macklin versus Seattle or Bolden at Oakland? And I'll tell you what, I like both of those. I'm kind of curious who you're benching Bolden. But, Oakland is the tonic. But, Scott has already answered. Bolden, and then Bolden. So I think he likes Anquan Bolden at Oakland a little bit better than Jeremy Macklin versus Seattle. And I think maybe I would tend to agree with him on this one here. I don't favor benching Macklin, but in this scenario, if that's your choice, I think I would roll with Bolden. I think Oakland is in for a long day against San Francisco. Okay, here's one. Should I gamble with Eli at Tennessee or stay with Matt Ryan at Green Bay? I'm going to assume that you're in the playoffs and you have been riding Matt Ryan. Why go away from that? I think even in a loss, even if Green Bay blows them out, there's so much opportunity for Matt Ryan to put up points. Eli, do you want to gamble with Eli? Hey, let me say that again, and hopefully the person that wrote this email is listening to the show. Do you want to gamble your playoff life with Eli Manning? I didn't think so. Matt Ryan. And, there we go. The Flieger Cannon. Yes, indeed, Scott. We'll throw Mr. Flieger in on this show no matter what. The Flieger Cannon. I agree. Okay, pick two in PPR. And this is a pretty good one here, Scott. Get your pencil. Fred Jackson, LeGarrette Blount, Ryan Matthews, Gio Bernard, pick two. And I'm already taking Gio Bernard. I think he's number one on that list. In PPR, I think I'm going Ryan Matthews. And it is PPR, Scott. And I am going Gio Bernard, Ryan Matthews. And believe it or not, I'm still going Fred Jackson. I think he's going to get a lot of work against Denver. And then LeGarrette Blount, even though I still love Blount the way they've been using him. But in PPR, Bernard and Matthews are the two I'm picking. And, okay, Scott Fisher just put his Gio, then Matthews. We agree. It's amazing. The last two are close. He says he goes Blount, Jackson. I agree with him, except I have Jackson, Blount, irrelevant. Take Bernard and Matthews. So, boy, we're rolling right along. And this whole Texan stuff really works, Scott. We just can't seem to get the conversation and the blubbity-blue going on. And we have a caller on the line. And, caller, if you're listening, I wish I could get on. We have had so many technical difficulties. I've got formatting problems that I cannot, for some reason, get to boxes on the blog talk to allow you to talk. And that is why Scott is texting in answers and so forth. And it is just so bizarre how this has worked out. But I apologize for that. Area code 301. I wish I could help you. If it's dire need, get in the chat room. I apologize for everything that's going on today, but I just cannot bring you in for some reason. Okay, what do we do? Where are we going here? Matthews and Fred. Okay, that's Gio may lose touches to Hill. Okay, that's just rolling through the chat room conversation here, making sure I haven't missed anything. Gio may lose touches to Hill, but you know what? Against this Steeler defense, I think there's plenty to go around. I really do. And I know this is an AFC North matchup, and a lot of times they tend to be low scoring, but I just don't think it's going to happen today. And, you know, I think Gio Bernard, he has been putting up enough numbers since he's come back from that injury. I think it just keeps going. And I just don't think that his loss of touches to Hill is going to be significant enough to bench him for, I don't know, say Fred Jackson. Or even LeGarrette Blount, what they've been doing with him has been great. But as anybody knows in the fantasy world, knows that Belichick can all of a sudden give him three carries. And, you know, it's hard. Vereen may roll for 100 yards. It's one of those things that I get burned on sometimes when I don't recommend a Patriot. But on other times, I look like a genius because they just don't get much. So I'm going to gamble I'm a genius today, not putting Blount ahead of some of those guys. All right, let's roll on. Okay, it's a little tight end question here. Larry Donnell or Kobe Fleener? And I think New York has a good matchup. We also have at Tennessee, and I think with Allen coming back, I think Donnell, I mean, clearly is a legitimate target and a very, really nice comfort zone for Eli. I think Donnell is a play here, and that's what I'm going with, is Larry Donnell over Kobe Fleener. So, Scott and I, we disagree again. He goes with Fleener. He thinks he's safer. I think New York's going to, you know, put up points today, and I think Donnell is going to be part of it. And I'm not saying I can't agree that Fleener is safer than Donnell. And I'm not saying that he's more of a risk, but I think with Allen coming back, I think there is maybe a potential there of him just not getting, you know, as many touches as he did maybe in just previous weeks. But, you know, that's an opinion. I mean, Larry Donnell, 51 catches, 516 yards, and 6 touchdowns. As with New York, he's been inconsistent. You know, last week he had 55 yards. You know, but he had a lost fumble. You know, hopefully you don't have that. You won't lose the points. Before that, 24 yards.
54 the week before, plus a touchdown. Touchdown a couple weeks before that. Not huge numbers. But I think you know what you're going to get with him. And if it's PPR, I think I'd roll with him. So we just have to disagree on that one there. And I don't know, Scott's giving us the life history of Andrew Luck and Kobe Fleener, I guess. Their college life, they hung out in a quad playing music and eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and ultimate frisbee and such. And that's all a warm, fuzzy story, Scott. And I think I'll get a fat head of both of them. That's really made me like them better. Okay, let's go on to, and this guy starts off with his email, I'm lost, exclamation point. And, yeah, I'm that way technically as well today, that's for sure, buddy. But he needs two running backs, and it is Crowell, Steven Jackson, Trent Richardson, Doug Martin, two of this stable. And I'm wondering, I'm trying to think, did you gamble? You must have went with, like, wide receiver, quarterback, wide receiver, something on that line, and then took Doug Martin as his first, maybe Richardson as his second, because I can't imagine Crowell or Jackson were drafted that high, irregardless. I tell you what, you know, Crowell banged up a little bit. Scott mentioned in the chat room, and, you know, he's 50-50 to play. I can't trust Doug Martin. Steven Jackson's definitely one I'm going to go with. And I think that, let's see, Trent Richardson and Crowell to me are close because Crowell's banged up. But I think I'm still going to roll with Crowell. If he's playing, I'm going with him. I'm going Jackson, then Crowell. And that is what I was just going to say. Yuck, even though Crowell's hurt. Yeah, I mean, I just can't go with Martin or Richardson. It's so tough. And I feel sorry for you. I mean, unless this is your last regular season game and you're just, you know, going to be on the outside looking in, I don't know what to tell you on that. But if you're in the playoffs, man, good luck with that crew of running backs. I think Jackson and Crowell are your safest ones, and just roll with them. So that's what we have to do. Okay. Comment in the chat room to think Trent Richardson and Doug Martin were once considered top two dynasty picks. Yeah. I guess it's with anything. You know, dynasty, redraft, keepers, all that kind of, all these formats, you have boons and you have busts. And you have the sleepers, and you have these little diamonds in the rough that you find. And let's face it, Trent Richardson and Doug Martin were busts. That's just the way it was. Okay, here's another tough one, Scott, and we'll get on with this before we get out of here. We have to pick one in PPR. And I can see where this guy's coming from, but, you know, keep your eye on Roddy White. But he has Dwayne Bowe, Harry Douglas, Reuben Randall. And wow, hopefully maybe that's just a flex or an RB3, or excuse me, WR3. I want no part of Harry Douglas if Roddy White isn't playing. However, you can't rely on that. You almost have to assume Roddy White's going to play, because you pick up Harry Douglas and it's Monday night, you're done. And you can't make any other choice if you went with Harry Douglas and Roddy White suits up and heads out to the field. Dwayne Bowe, I think everybody in his – I think people that don't play fantasy football know that Dwayne Bowe is no one that you want to rely on. So that brings us to Reuben Randall. And, you know, I actually think that the Giants are going to score some points today. Tennessee is not a good team. And with all their problems, New York has managed to move the football.
Reuben Randall, let's look at his year. 56 catches, 609 yards. Biggest drawbacks, only two touchdowns with him. And let's face it, I've seen him drop some touchdowns as well. He's had some drops. But if you look over his yardage, he's had 100-yard game this year. So don't expect any big numbers from him. But he's going to get his catches. He's going to get a few catches, whatever it is, 4, 5, 6, 7 targets. Yeah, maybe we'll go from, 3 to 6 catches, depending. That's the way I see it. And you're probably going to get about 75 yards. You may get lucky and get a touchdown out of it. But I think you know what you're going to get with Randall, and I'm going with him. So, and Scott throws it in the chat room. He has at least 6.6 fantasy points per game every week since week 2. And you can't argue with that. So, out of that direct that you have there, I mean, I have to go with Reuben Randall. Dwayne Bowe, you know what, just for fun, let's pull up Dwayne Bowe because I'd like to expound on how big of a disappointment this guy always is. This is a guy that had, about 16 touchdowns not too long ago, 3 or 4 years ago, something like that. This year, he has gone, of course, he missed the week 1. Then he had 40 yards, 32, 81, 42. Yeah, basically a lot like Reuben Randall numbers. But he has yet to catch a touchdown. In fact, not one single Kansas City wideout has a touchdown. So, yeah, roll with Reuben Randall. You're not going to get anything huge out of either one of them. So you may lose a touchdown. Is Dwayne Bowe going to catch a touchdown this year? I'm going to have to assume yes. Against Arizona, maybe not. So, there we go. Okay, what do we have here? Hawkins. Did I miss something in the chat room? With Ellington out, okay, I have. I'm sorry, I have missed the question in the chat room. So, let's roll on up here before we get out of here. With Ellington out, would you roll with Heron or Joyc Bell? Joyc Bell, after the week that he had last week, I don't trust Reggie Bush, and Detroit has a pretty good matchup at home. So I would roll with Joyc Bell, especially if it's PPR. So, I'm going with Joyc Bell easily on that one, no question. Okay, so what else do we have? Bell on Briggs question. I have no idea what you're talking about. Trent Richardson, Joyc Bell, or Moncrief? Oh, these are other options. I've missed a question here somewhere along the line. Scott's adding to the chat room, and I'm lost. So, if I missed one, bring up speed. I'll just watch it as it rolls here. Bell on the Briggs question. Okay, yeah, that was okay. You're agreeing with me. I see what you're saying. Okay. Another Moncrief, Hawkins or Crabtree? Okay. Sorry, Silent Assassin. Your audio is replaying the show 20 minutes ago. I have no idea what's going on. Honestly, God, I'm called in on a phone. My computers are down, and I've been playing all on another one, so I apologize. But, Scott, we're going to get out of here. Thank you, buddy. And it's about time. I don't know what you're talking about, but I am out of here. Scott, appreciate it. Hopefully things will, I don't know, something will, I'll stay on as well, Scott, but I'm not going to keep dabbling onto a telephone and I can't control anything. So I'm going to get out of here. Everybody, thanks for all your patience, all of your endurance through the technical problems that we have. And Scott, always thanks for you sticking around and being part of the asylum and coming in here. And best of luck to everybody in their playoffs and week 2 coming up next week. So take care and see you next week.